USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. There'll be a closely watched school board decision in South Texas. The police chief of the Uvalde, Texas school system could become the first officer to lose his job over the slow and much criticized police response to the Robb Elementary School shooting 3 months ago today. School board members are expected to make a decision on whether to fire Chief Pete Arredondo. Well, the stage is set in Florida, where Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist will battle Republican incumbent Ron DeSantis in the gubernatorial race this November. The 66-year-old moderate, who served as Florida's Republican governor a decade ago, hopes to appeal to voters in the state's teeming suburbs. Crist outlined what he brings to the table in St. Petersburg on Wednesday. He took aim at DeSantis for, in his words, berating children wearing masks.
Who does that? Yeah. His name's Ron DeSantis. Enough of him. We need to get rid of him.
This is USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our health care. No doubt. This is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly health care costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Companies in a broadening array of industries are announcing layoffs as they struggle with declining business activity, rising interest rates, high inflation, and shifting consumer spending habits. Ford Motor Company confirmed Monday it's laying off roughly 3,000 white-collar and contract employees, and furniture company Wayfair recently said it was laying off 5% of its global workforce. But one characteristic of today's economy is that job cuts at small startups and large companies have yet to dent the overall labor market. Labor demand is still historically strong, offering only faint signs of cooling. And charges are dropped for two Atlanta police officers.
Two Atlanta police officers involved in the fatal shooting of Rayshard Brooks during a 2020 encounter will not be charged. Rayshard fell asleep in a fast food drive-thru when police were called in. He then failed his sobriety test and resisted arrest. He took control of an officer's taser and shot it at officers when he was killed. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Parts of northern Texas mired in a drought labeled as extreme and exceptional are flooding under torrential rain. In a drought, sounds similar? It should. The Dallas region is just the latest drought suffering but flooded locale during a summer of extreme weather whiplash, likely goosed by human-caused climate change, scientists say. Parts of the world are lurching from drought to deluge. The St. Louis area and 88% of Kentucky early in July were considered abnormally dry, and then the skies opened up. The rain poured in biblical proportions, inch after inch, and deadly flooding devastated communities. In just 2 weeks in late July and early August, the U.S. had 10 downpours that were only supposed to happen 1% of the time, sometimes called one in 100-year storms. For the first time in 50 years, NASA is on the precipice of launching a rocket that's designed to fly astronauts all the way to the moon. But instead of leaving just flags and footprints in a mad dash to beat the Soviet Union, NASA has a new rival and new goals as it races to establish a permanent human presence on the moon. There's a new space race, this time with China. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson told German newspaper Bild in July, "We must be very concerned that China is landing on the moon and saying, it's ours now and you stay out." Last month, thieves in Southern California stole millions of dollars worth of jewelry heading to a gem show from a Brinks tractor trailer in a late-night heist. The jewelers are suing Brinks, and Brinks is countersuing the jewelers. The L.A. County Sheriffs and FBI are investigating the robbery. This is USA Radio News.